Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
Hey, everyone.
This is a special episode. I mean, we always say like this is a special episode when we have a special guest on, but this is like a special episode, Dave.
This is actually special. You are getting this on a different day. It is special, and you will enjoy that it is special.
Wow, I like this energy that you're bringing to the table today. This is good. This is a little different.
Well, it's special.
Oh man, I love it. Well, welcome to this special Collector Con edition of Adventures in Collecting. Joining us today once again is our friend Kenneth Siemens from Think Threefold to talk all things Walmart Collector Con. Kenneth, welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
Thank you for having me on this very special episode. I hope we're not going to talk about why we have to say no to drugs or things like that.
This is not the DARE program. No, we're good.
Okay, good. A very special episode.
It's not an 80s special episode. Okay. It is a now special episode.
This isn't the one where Punky Brewster plays in the fridge or anything like that. That's good.
This is your collection. This is your collection on drugs. Like, I had to bring it to a toy pun somehow, right? So somewhere somebody got that joke.
or the Freddy's Dead version of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. What does he say? Wow, killer graphics.
Right? Oh no, that looks like a couple of eggs in a frying pan to me.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah, because Johnny Depp does his little cameo. I forgot about that. I haven't watched that one in a while.
Yeah.
Well, first off, before we jump into all of the fun con things, it's been a little while since we last chatted, Kenneth. So how's the whole collection obsession program going at Walmart so far?
It's really good. People seem to be obsessed, so that's good news. We actually had our best sales week of the year just last week, randomly in the middle of summer, which is crazy. It just means that people are coming and buying the awesome stuff that we're able to get in there. So it's very exciting.
That's awesome. I know I've been hitting some additional Walmarts, like I've been driving a little bit out of my normal Walmart hunting zone. And I've noticed some stores that it's been a little while since I've visited them, that they now have like a section, whereas previously they didn't. So I'm
in a fully stocked section too, which is nice.
Yeah, that's probably what you're noticing. There were some store changes actually, like in this last few weeks, where some stores expanded and things like that. So
yeah, it's really cool to see like all that stuff out there. So have you learned anything from sales, and have there been any unexpected hits?
It's been really, really interesting watching the sales. Like I wish I could say like there's this one item that just does amazing, but it's kind of a week to week thing. Like we see, and we have a really robust like assortment and the different, like it's, we see everyone seems to perform at they're all hitting at their weight, right? Like, which is really exciting to see. You know, I think the one item that we've seen that we were all kind of shocked with was, well, I think we may have even talked about this when we talked with Loyal Subjects, but they did these alien eggs, which still just keep performing like crazy. They're these little blind Easter eggs with aliens inside. And, you know, we had them online. They were a top performer online. And then we actually just dropped them into stores as part of, we have a Saturday morning cartoon feature in stores right now. And they're just one of the top performers. Like, people just love them. These neon alien eggs that, you know, it's crazy. But we see a lot of stuff, like the features that we do are super, super exciting. So we're seeing a lot of really fun response to that. Like right now we have some really unique, some geeky tiki type items in store, which are really fun, including a whole new line from them that they're called like mini muglets. So for, you know, your adult geeky tikiers, they're little shot glasses, but it's like a collection of shot glasses. So there's a He-Man set that's super fun. We see anime jump up, we see horror jump up. Mego has been doing amazing. So it's been great.
So I will jump back in here. I can confirm that the alien eggs are in stores. I saw a whole bunch of them and I had to do it. I partook and they are delightful. I enjoy them. I enjoy like hiding the little alien, the little xenomorphs and the little face huggers in different spots for people to stumble upon. And it's awesome.
I'm really impressed with like the detail they got out of those tiny little molds. Like it's.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they are, like they remind me of the little like muscle figures, and they're just so fun. There's nothing better. And I think JC had said this, there's nothing better than like a little neon xenomorph.
Well, I don't know if you get one of the Chase ones. I actually ended up with a silver one. I was like, ooh, that's fun.
That's cool.
And see, conversely, you know, kind of going the opposite direction of like the simplicity of like just a day glow xenomorph. Something else that I notice is on the shelves right now too is I'm taking a look at these Ninja Turtles Q figs that you guys sent out for us, and they're super cool. Talk about like tons of detail. Like I love like all the different textures, like the like gross like sewer water texture that's on the bottom. Yeah, like they're cool, and they're not really the thing that I think I like about the most is they're kind of their own thing. Like they don't look like any other version of the Ninja Turtles like previously. Like they kind of just look like their own, you know, artist take on the turtles, which is always fun.
Well, the Q figs are great because they have so much personality. Like you can always tell that it's a Q fig, right? Like they did like Pennywise, and you can still look at it and go like, oh yeah, it's still cute, right? It's Georgie without an arm, but it's still cute, right? So they just do an amazing job with that storytelling and personality.
The kind of figure you really want to float with. That's
right.
Yeah.
So getting into con season, right? This con season, much like last year's, is different than years prior, right? With the with all of the virtual things, and you know, still kind of figuring out how to exist in a global pandemic. But you guys are helping out with the Walmart Collector Con. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing to make this particular year of convention season special.
Yeah, so so this is technically our second year doing this kind of online Collector Con with Walmart. We learned a ton last year, and we brought a lot of items in, but this year we're really focused on making sure that the items are special, right? So kind of really taking that Comic-Con approach to the selection. So these are the things that if you were in San Diego, these are the things that you would be in line for, right, at the specific booths, you know, up at 4 a.m. to get in line to, you know, get that item you want. Whereas last year it was kind of like, oh, Comic-Con's not happening, what's everyone got, right? So it was a little bit more of a grab bag, whereas this year we actually planned it from the beginning, which is really exciting. And the way that it's coming together is there's going to be like 4 days, and there's new items kind of dropping every day, so it kind of keeps everyone revisiting over and over. I think it starts this Friday, and there's going to be new items. And we've also focused on kind of making sure we have really, really meaningful like exclusives. We're getting really good kind of partners involved. So it's a really fun collection of items that have really been developed, you know, from the heart, kind of from the ground up.
So how is it different curating products for a special con event like CollectorCon, as opposed to just one of the regular themed rollouts?
Well, you know, like I said, this is kind of, we were building towards this collector, this convention style program from the beginning. So we wanted to get stuff that was meant to be limited, meant to be unique and of the moment. Whereas a lot of times with the themes, we're kind of finding a couple of hero items and then kind of filling around it with other items that kind of support that theme. This one, we felt like every single item needed to stand on its own because it's not really, nothing is drafting off of anything else. It's all kind of, everything has its own reason to live and everything has its own strong fan attached.
So when you were reaching out to, you know, some of the toy makers to participate in this, did a lot of them have things like already in mind that they were, you know, hoping to release for San Diego Comic-Con, or did this kind of spark the discussion of like, hey, you know, this thing that we've been talking about or thinking about doing, like, you know, is now the time to act on it?
It's a little bit of both. So a good example is Diamond. We work really closely with Diamond, and they definitely had some items that they had earmarked as exclusives they were planning on offering as part of the Comic-Con. But then we also went back to them, and we're actually developing a line that's going to be in Walmart stores, but we're doing the first items that are unique to the CollectorCon event. So we're working with them on what we're calling, I call them Diamond VHS. So basically what they are is they're Diamond Select figures, but they're packaged in VHS, like Blockbuster video style cases. So we have one, we actually have two coming out as part of the event. And the one that's coming out on Thursday is the Crow. So they're awesome, because the select figures are just really, really well done. And then taking them and putting them in this VHS format. They did this last year with their Tron figure. And so what we've done is we've taken that and we're going to kind of own that line and just kind of keep going with it and go crazy and see what we can do further. They're super, super fun. So I'm super excited about those.
So just as, you know, kind of a recap of for everybody, the Tron was one of my top 10 favorite things of last year. So this is already incredible sounding.
Yeah, you're going to love the second one, which I'm not going to tell you yet. And then, like I said, as we go into the fall at Walmart, they'll actually be on shelf. There'll be new ones coming in. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, very cool. That Crow figure, just in general, like is an amazing figure. Like, and it's had a couple of iterations now. Like the regular release, I think there's an exclusive where he's sitting in like a giant wingback chair. There's one with the trench coat. Yeah, it is a great figure, and the likeness of Brandon Lee on it is fantastic. So yeah, kudos to getting that figure in more people's hands. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be really, really exciting. And then, you know, kind of keeping going down that path of like things that we worked on. So and there are some other ones that we have coming that they were creating them, but they weren't sure where it was going to go. So we had the opportunity to come in and say, okay, this is a perfect opportunity for that. So we have a really cool Eagle Moss item, which is a replica coming out as well as part of CollectorCon, and it's really exciting. We actually, it's a continuation of the line that we dropped in stores in May with, we had a Marvel program, so it was all the Marvel Museum items. So they're scale replicas of elements from the MCU. So there's one coming as part of CollectorCon. That's really cool.
Yeah, friend of the pod and fellow toy blogger got an advanced look at the one I think you're talking about. Posted it. Yeah, the Tony Stark has a heart. Proof that Tony Stark
That's
has
right.
a heart, correct? Yeah.
That's it, right. Yeah.
It looks amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I'm really pleased with that. with that line. Like, we're so excited to get replicas into Walmart stores, and then having these, that being able to drop these out for these special occasions is super cool. They're really good. They're just really well done.
So I think you hinted at this a little bit, but are these just going to be online or in store as well?
So these should be just online. Some of the items will kind of get a home in stores, but the majority of them are online only for this program.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that makes it, you know, the hunting aspect of it easier. You know, it's much easier to sit in front of your computer than it is to drive out and wait in line at Walmart's and wait for them to open. And,
yeah, we've tried to use this. So, you know, the VHS is a good example of it. We tried to use this as an introduction to a whole new, you know, our whole thing is introducing you to your next obsession. So like the VHS line, we're hoping will become a lot of people's new obsession, right? So this is a really good time to introduce that. So you'll see that kind of thing as you see the items drop. You'll see like, oh, I haven't seen that before, but you will see more of it, right?
Especially with like the recent random uptick in VHS collecting, like that is, I feel like, perfect for right now.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing. Like the two that I don't understand are VHS and cassette, like audio cassettes. I'm like,
I am with you. Yeah. But I love the nostalgia. I love the like nostalgia feels that Tron from last year and this Crow from this year will definitely hit.
Right. I'm not saying I don't collect those things. I'm just saying that I don't know why I do.
Well, that's fair.
You know, so VHS though, like you can make an argument. Like some of my fondest like pop culture awareness moments from like my childhood were even like, forget like Blockbuster or West Coast Video or, you know, any of those places. Like even as simple as like walking through like the rental section in like the grocery store, like there are some there are some truly terribly bad, like not even good bad, just like terribly bad movies that have amazing VHS art. Like the first one that jumps to my mind is the Robert Englund Phantom of the Opera film, which is like dreadfully bad, but that box art is like iconic. Naked Lunch is another one that comes to mind,
although that's a good movie.
Yeah, Naked Lunch is actually a good movie.
I'm hoping that we can go so far with this line that I could make like a chopping mall set or something like that. Oh, like, God. Where we got some
that would be amazing.
You know, I friend of the pod Zach from Diamond Select, I'm pretty sure he's also like pretty big into like horror and like B movies and stuff, so I think you have a good partner on your side there with with Diamond, a like-minded individual, as they say.
That's I believe that.
So you mentioned that this is the second annual Collector Con at Walmart, and it seems like the first, you know, the first event was very successful, and you know, and this, I'm sure this one is going to be great. Are there plans to do kind of smaller mini events like this throughout the year, or really kind of just save this focus for this big like kind of annual event?
I think we'll probably do more. I think this is probably the big one, but I could totally see one happening in the fall, you know, with the other cons happening. And then, you know, we're as we look at like everything that's happening online, we're working to come up with just mini events, right? So there'll be a big one in the fall, or a big one now, a big one in the fall, and then kind of some more mini events through the year. I think that they'll probably be more thematic, but I think that's the plan.
Awesome. Which makes sense with New York being like, yeah, that big fall convention.
Right.
Yeah, because those are the two anchor ones, right? You have the San Diego Comic-Con typically, you know, this week in July, and then, you know, the first 2 weeks of October, you know, kind of leading up to the New York one. So makes sense to have, you know, kind of a virtual companion with them for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's been a lot of fun getting Walmart into the game, right? Like, you know, it is only the second year they've done it. And what was really fun about last year is we really did make it up as we went along, right? Like, so we had really just kind of got it, started getting rolling with Walmart, and that's when everything started to shut down. And so I basically reached out and said, hey, what if we did this? And so we started to pull stuff together. And what was really fun about it is we had this thing all set to go. And then all of a sudden at the last minute, you know, the big dogs jumped in and like Hasbro wanted to take part in it. So it got a little messy, but we've learned a ton. And so this will be way better.
And I was going to say too, outside of, you know, for everyone else that's listening, I mean, there is, I would say that you guys have kind of the lion's share of, you know, the things that are being announced and like all the things that you've carefully curated for it. But, you know, it is so popular that as you mentioned, like some of the other bigger brands are participating in it as well. You know, we've seen, you know, there's going to be a Marvel Legends exclusive. It's like an Incredible Hulk figure that's split in half. Half of it's green and half of it's red. Also, to name drop him again, our friend MCU collector had a chance from Hasbro to take a look at that early. So that's going to be offered during it. Looks like Funko might be participating as well. I'm looking at the fun little yep. like teaser silhouettes that they've been showing. Yeah, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I figure they'll be. Yeah. It looks like. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And why don't you tell people where they can actually find this cool virtual con?
So it's at walmart.com/collectibles, and then you can always find links to it at collectionobsession.com or on our Instagram at collectionobsessionofficial, I believe.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Eric.
Do you want to hear from some toy makers that are going to participate in this year's CollectorCon?
I think that would be fantastic.
Well, let's roll the clip.
Thanks for having us. We are super excited about participating in CollectorCon this year and being able to bring you some fantastic new collectibles from QMX to Walmart and Walmart customers all over. We've got a bunch of new Q figs that are ready to come to Walmart that we know people have been excited about since we announced them a few months ago. And now collectors are finally going to be able to get their hands on these fantastic new Q figs. On Friday, we're starting with launching the Stitch Q Fig Max Elite. This is a really huge piece that features Stitch stomping through a cityscape of San Francisco that he built from toys and different parts in Lilo's room. And then we're also releasing the Darkwing Duck Q Fig Elite. That is one of our pieces from our Disney Afternoon collection that we know Disney fans have been salivating over, again, since we showed it off a few months back at our last event. Then on Saturday, we've got the Gargoyles coming. Two more pieces from our amazing Disney Afternoon series. We've got Goliath and Demona from the Gargoyles show. And we know fans of this show have been waiting for an amazing Gargoyles collectible. And now you can pick one up from Walmart. And then lastly, on Sunday, we've got one of our biggest Q-Figs we've ever created, the Maleficent Q-Fig Max Elite in her dragon form. She's huge. She's massive. She's stunning. Any Disney fan is going to need this in their collection, along with the Sorcerer Mickey Q-Fig Max from the movie Fantasia, inspired by the classic scene where Mickey is trying to bring everything to life to clean up the mess that he's making, captured here in Q-Fig form. It's a spectacular piece that every collector and every fan of Disney is going to need in their collection. All of these coming to Walmart this weekend for CollectorCon.
We're really excited about CollectorCon. We're excited to be able to bring some great exclusives and other collectibles to Walmart. We have a few items we're really excited about that are being released for CollectorCon. One of them is the Marvel Gallery Dr. Doom PVC diorama. This is the first Doom in our PVC diorama line. He's about 11 inches tall. He's got the glowing energy in his hands. He's standing on top of some dinosaur skulls, all standard Dr. Doom stuff. And he is made out of PVC, so he's got a low price point. And that one is going to be shipping in the fall, early fall. And the other item is the VHS edition of our Rocketeer action figure. It's painted in VHS colors, the bright colors from the VHS box, and it's packaged in an actual VHS case, which looks just like the VHS case that was issued in 1990. So that's a really cool piece. 7 inches tall, interchangeable backpack, hands, flame effects, support stand. Very cool figure, and that'll also be available in the early fall.
This is Jonathan Cathy, owner of The Little Subjects. Thank you for having us. We're super psyched about CollectorCon and being able to bring some great exclusives and other collectibles to Walmart. We have this killer 4-pack Best Action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Battle Damage Collection, sort of lifted from and inspired by the Mirage Eastman Laird comic books with the grayscale, some of the red scarring, the red masks. Very cool. 31 points of articulation each figure, interchangeable accessories, a little pull-out piece of the belt, utility belt that you could swap. Very cool. Multiple hand gestures, multiple face portraits. It is a must-have. I think people are going to go nuts. The box is insane. It's a work of art by itself. But super psyched to be bringing this.
Kenneth, thank you again so much for joining us on Adventures in Collecting and taking us through all of the amazing things that that people can expect to see over the next couple days on Walmart.com/collectibles at the CollectorCon.
Yeah, which should be happening as we speak, depending on when you're listening to this.
Roughly. This episode is the then for this episode, or I should say the now, if you are listening to it now, as it airs, is 5 a.m. Eastern, so you have some time to get yourself ready.
You have 5 hours.
Roughly.
Mark it down. Roughly.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Check those links. Check your bookmarks, because they will be coming. And then they will be now.
One of the things that they are not offering is a time machine. So there will be no chance to do this over. You get one shot. Do not miss your chance to go. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
And if we go any further, then there's a copyright that we will not be able to make happen. So just know that you have to do this.
There may be a time machine related item available.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.